Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the villain source daf. It's on Aleph Amud Beis, about a quarter of the way into the Amud, with the words Amar Rabbi Yosi. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, remember, we had our different cases of Aitzah in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now tells us Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says Ani v'Ashir Echad Hain. The Ani and the Ashir of the Mishnah, that's the Ani outside, and the Ashir, which is the Baal Bayis inside. It's really the same thing. But the Chum counted it as two different cases. But again, it's really the same thing. The Ani being Machnis or the Baal Bayis being Machnis, or the Ani being mighty and the Baal Bayis being mighty, is all the same. And by the same token, Achnas of Aitzah Echad Hain, Achnas and Aitzah, bring into the Shus Yachid or bring out to the Shus Rabim, is all the same as well. Umanu Aysa Chacham Shnayim, the Chacham counted as two separate cases. And how do we know that Achnas and Aitzah is the same thing, bring into the Shus Yachid or bring out to the Shus Rabim? Because what does the Mishnah say? Yitzias HaShabbos. That's how the Mishnah starts out. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. And in Achnas Bechlal, isn't Achnas included in that? When the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, even though literally translated that means taking out, since the Mishnah also mentions hachnasos, cases of bringing in, obviously the word yitziyah includes the word hachnasa. And we further see this by hamotzi mishos l'shos. This is the last of 39 melachas. One who's mighty from one shos to another, in a machnas bechlal, isn't being machnas into a shos yachid included in that. And once again, it just uses the word hamotzi, but still, machnas is included in that. Furthermore, nishminu min adults, one from the following, the Mar Abiyasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rabbi Yochanan, hichnes chati gregeres, v'hoiti chati gregeres, chayiv. If someone's machnas half of a gregeres, and he's mighty half of a gregeres, he's chayiv. We know the shear of Isser of Hitzas Oichlin is a gregeres, an amount equaling a dried fig. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan's telling us that if a person was machnes half a shear and he was mitzi half a shear, he's chayiv. And so we see that being machnes and mitzi are the same exact thing, and they can be combined for a person to be over the Isser of Hitzah. Now, continuing to discuss this, the Gemara asks, Minayin Shehitzah Kriya Malacha, how do we know that Hitzah is actually called a Malacha? And the reason why this is being asked is because even though we know that Hitzah was done, either the Yidden bring all their donations for the Mishkan, which is Hitzah from Rosh or as Gemara and Bavli tells us, the transferring of the krashim, the beams in the Mishkan, from the ground onto the wagons or from the wagons onto the ground. Nonetheless, Haitzah is called a malacha gerua because there technically should be a chiyuv when being mitzi from one Rosh Hashanah to another, but there isn't. Therefore, we still need a source in the pasuk that this is called an actual malacha. So where do we see this? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Shamalam and Adal, from the following pasuk. This in regards to the Yidden bringing donations for the Mishkan. It says, Vaitzav Moshe commanded, Vayaviru kol machne, and a kol, meaning a message, went throughout the camp. Lamar saying, Ish v'isha al yasu oid malacha l'trumas ha-kodesh. Men and women should not continue doing malacha for the trumas ha-kodesh. V'aykale al me'avi. And the nation stopped bringing. Now, what do we see from here? Nimnu amil havi mibatein v'litin l'gizbarim. The people stopped bringing donations from their homes and giving them to the gizbarim, taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And the pasuk clearly calls it a malacha. And Rabbi Chizkiya says, B'shem Rabbi Ila, afilu hachnasa at shalom mina. You also learn hachnasa from here, because k'shem shenimnu ha'amil ha'itzim batein v'litin l'gizbarim, the same way people refrained from taking from their houses to the gizbarim, that's Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, kach nimnu ha-gizbarim el-kal b'myadin ul-hachas al-lishka. The gizbarim, the treasurers, they also stopped taking from the people and bring it into the lishka, and that's from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now we have another source. Rav Chizkiya says, b'shem Ravacha, shama kulhin min ha-dein kriya, we can learn all of them, both hachnasa and haitzah, from the following pasuk. Navi Yirmiyah tells us, v'lois etziu mas mibatechem b'yom ha-shabbos v'chom malacha lo yisasu. Don't be mighty a load from your houses on Shabbos, and all malacha shall not be done. So we see that Haitzah is called a malacha in the pasuk, and right beforehand, this pasuk also says veivesem b'shari Yerushalayim. So we see this lashon of hava as well, which is hachnasa. Therefore, we have both hachnasa and Haitzah in the same exact pasuk. Now the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hechnes chatzir gegares v'haitzi chatzir gegares chayiv. And this is like when the Gemara and Bavli says amar mar, namely we just mentioned something previously, and now we're going to focus a little more on that. So over here, we don't have the words amar mar, but it's the same exact thing. We just quoted Rabbi Yosef the name Rabbi Yochanan, telling us that if a person was machnes half of a shear and mitzi half of a shear, we're going to combine those two, and now he's going to be chayiv. Now, madamar Rabbi Yochanan, de like Rabbi Yosa. That which Rabbi Yochanan just told us is not like Rabbi Yosa. Detani, we have a brass that says, hoitzi chatzi gregeres, if a person was mighty only half of a gregeres, v'chazav hoitzi chatzi gregeres, and he was mighty another half of a gregeres, and this was done behelam echad in one lapse of awareness, chayiv is chayiv. However, b'shtei alimais, pater. If this was done in two lapses of awareness, he's pater. And it's important just for a moment to focus on this word, ha'alama, lapse of awareness. A person's only chayiv chatas if he's over malacha beha'alama, with a lapse of awareness, that he doesn't realize this malacha's asur. However, if he knows it's asur, that's not going to be mechayiv and mechatas. And as we're saying, if a person brings out two half shiurim in the same ha'alama, the same lapse of awareness, so we combine those two half shiurim to be a full shiur, and he's chayiv. But if he takes out two half shiurim in two separate ha'alamas, meaning he takes out half of a shiur, and that was ha'alama, and then someone reminded him, hey, you know that you're not allowed to do that? So that, so to speak, ends ha'alama number one, and then a little bit later on, maybe he totally forgot again and brought out another another half of a shear. That's halama number two. We do not combine these two half shearim, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Be'elam echad bershus echad chayiv. If he brings them out into the same rishos with one halama, then he's chayiv. However, Be'elam echad b'shtei rishuyos, even if it's the same halama, but he brings it out to two separate rishuyos, oy b'shnei alimos bershus echad, or if it's two separate halamas, even if we brought it into the same rishos, pater sanis pater. Now the kashyan, technically we have a problem over here. Eloi tzava itza inam etzarfas kreb yaisa. When we have two separate itzayis being brought out to two separate rishuyos, those are not mitzarfas shitas Rabbi Yossi. So like kol shekain hachnasa v'itza, wouldn't Rabbi Yossi for sure say that if he did a half a shira as hachnasa and half a shira as itza, that's not going to be mitzarif? And what do we learn from here? Have a mad demar Rabbi Yechanon de like Rabbi Yossi. It must be that what Rabbi Yechanon says is not like Rabbi Yossi, because again Rabbi Yechanon said very clearly that if a person was machnas half a shir and mitzi half a shir, we're going to combine that to be mechayev him. Rabbi Yossi for sure argues with that. Now just clarify shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Ila tells us loisayv davar shnei psachim psuchem l'shtei platiyos. It's not ultimately that the only time Rabbi Yossi doesn't aser that when it's two entrances into two rishuyos harabim. Meaning when Rabbi Yossi said behelam echad b'shtei rishuyos, that's not just referring to where, for example, he's in his house and his front door opens into one rishuyos harabim and his back door opens into a different rishuyos harabim. So if he brought half a shear out his front door and then half a shear out his back door, he's not going to be chayiv because that's two separate rishuyos harabims. It's not just that case Rabbi Yossi paters. Based on top, elafilu psuchim l'platas achas, even if it's open into the same rishuyos harabim, Rabbi Yossi would still pater. For example, his front door and side entrance of his house open into the same rishuyos harabim. Maybe his house is situated on a curved rishuyos harabim, so both of these doors open into the same rishuyos harabim, and he brought half a shear out one door and half a shear out the other door, he still would be pater, even though he's bringing it into the same rishuyos harabim. And that's because according to Rabbi Yossi, every dalet amis in rishuyos harabim is considered its own separate rishuyos. So you see how far Rabbi Yossi's kula extends. Now skip the next two lines, go to where it says kemad Rabbi Yossi, and here we continue analyzing Rabbi Yossi's shita. Kemad Rabbi Yossi midami rishuyos la'alima slaptur. The same Rabbi Yossi compares rishuyos to alamas to pater the person. In other words, like we just said on Amud Aleph, just like if the person did two half shirim and two alamas, Rabbi Yossi paters, so too if it's the same halama but two halves were brought to different rishuyos, he's also pater. Kach midami rishuyos la'alima slachiyuv. So to Rabbi Yossi compares rishuyos to alamas to be mechayev the fellow, namely shem oiti kugagares bepesach ze uchugagares bepesach ze behelam echad. If a person takes out a full gregaris, a full shear from one entrance and a full shear from another entrance, and that was in the same halama, shema ene chayv shtaim, do you think he's not going to be chayv too? Of course he will be. In other words, just like if he brought two separate gregaris into the same rishos, but it was two separate halamas, so that's going to be two separate chiyuvim, so too, if it was two gregaris into two separate rishuyos, even if it was under the same halama, he's also going to be chayv too. However, the Gemara backtracks from this right away, and we have to add in the following words to the girsa, that l'chiyuv af Rabbi Yossi Maidi, when it comes to chiyuv, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that a person is only going to be chayiv one. And here's the real understanding of Rabbi Yossi's shita. Rav Yudan tells us Rabbi Yossi medame rishuyos lachilas prasiyim. Rabbi Yossi really compares rishuyos to achilas prasiyim. Now prasiyim does not mean Persians. That would be parsiyim. Over here, prasiyim is plural for achilas pras, which literally translated is the amount of time it takes for a person to eat half a loaf of bread. Now this shear of kedei achilas pras is used all over Shas to describe the amount of time a person needs to eat a certain amount of food in order to be chayiv. The example we're using over here in the Gemara is if one eats a kezayis of chelev b'chdei achilas pras within this time frame, he's going to be chayiv. But if it's not kedei achilas pras, so he's pater. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is comparing rishuyos and Shabbos has to do with eating chelev b'chdei achilas pras. Namely, she'em ochel chatzis zayis b'soich kedei achilas pras hazeh. V'chatzis zayis b'soich kedei achilas pras hazeh. If a person ate half a kezayis of chelev within one achilas pras and then another half a kezayis of chelev within another achilas pras, shem einei pater. Do you think he's not going to be pater? Of course he's going to be pater because it's two separate kedei achilas pras time frame. And therefore, we're not going to combine these two half shirim. Aval kamazesim b'kama prasiyim be'elam echad. If he ate multiple kazesim of chelev across a number of time spans of kedeles chelos pras, and it was all the same alama, ene chayv al achas, he's only going to be chayv one, even though he ate multiple kazesim. And it's the same with the rishuyos of Shabbos. If he was mighty two half shirim to different rishuyos, we don't combine them. And even if it was two full shirim to separate rishuyos, but with the same halama, he's only chayv one. Now continue with this. Rabban de Kisarin Amrin, Rabban of Kisaria say, ad instead of comparing rishuyos to chelev, demino l'shabes. Why not compare rishuyos of Shabbos to something else of Shabbos? She'im arag chot echad b'soich beged hazeh, v'chot echad b'soich beged hazeh. If a person wove one thread into one beged and a different thread into a different beged, shema einu pater. Do you think he's not going to be pater? Of course he's going to be pater. He didn't do the full act of weaving into one beged. There has to be two threads woven in, not just one. And by the same token, arag kama chutim kama begadim elam echad. If he wove many threads into multiple begadim, and it was all in the same halama, he's still only going to be chayv one because it was in the same halama, and it's the same exact thing by Rishuyos of Shabbos, even if he brought out multiple shiurim to multiple Rishuyos, if it was under the same halama, so then he's only going to be chayav one. I can even discuss the Isra being Maitzi, or B'yasi says B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, HaMaitzi Enei Chayav Ad Sheyaniach, a person takes something out to the Rishuyos Rabbim, he's not chayav until he places it down. Now Rabbi Yaakov Racha says B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Sheyitol Ve'ad Sheyaniach, not only that he places it down, it has to be that there was an Akira and Anacha. He picked it up, he took it, and he placed it down. And Herb's Eir, Bayer's Eir asks the following question, Ad Sheyitol Amanas Lohaniach, does it have to be that he picks up the item with intention to place it down, and only then he's chayav when he does Anacha? Or maybe, not a lechel, let's say he picked it up in order to eat it, and he changed his mind and decided to put it outside, maybe loy have a chayav, perhaps he's not going to be chayav in that case. He didn't have intent to bring it out to the Rishus Rabbim, he intended to just eat it, and he changed his mind in the middle, so maybe he's not chayav. Continue to discuss this, Madamar Rabbi Yochanan, de loy Rabbi Yaisi. That which Rabbi Yochanan just told us is not like Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Hamaitzi chasri gregaris v'nicha, a person's maitzi half of a gregaris, half of a shear, and he places it down, v'chatz v'haitzi chasri gregaris, and then he went and took out another half shear, im hanicha b'soich arba amos l'rishayna, chayev. If he placed down that second half a shear within 4 amos of the first one, so then he's going to be chayev for being maitzi a full shear. Vim lav, but if he didn't do that, if he didn't place that second half down within 4 amos of the first, potter, so he's potter. Because as we said before, every 4 amos in a Rishus Rabbim is considered its own Rishus. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Im ha'viroi derech halel, chayev. If all he did was take this second half a shear and carry it over the first half a shear, he's chayev already then, even though he didn't place it down. Vim lav, potter. And if he didn't do it, if he didn't carry it over, so then he's potter. And so it seems to be that Rabbi Yossi holds that a person doesn't even have to do a hanacha in order to be chayev, because that second half was just simply carried over the first half and wasn't even placed down, and still the person's chayev. However, the Gemara explains that no, even Rabbi Yossi requires a hanacha, Rabbi Yossi avad hamahalach kaminiach. Rabbi Yossi just treats a person who's walking as if it's placed down. Every step a person takes, Rabbi Yossi treats as if he's doing a hanacha, as if he's placing it down. And therefore, as long as he carries the second half of the shear over the first half of the shear, it's as if he placed it down on top, and therefore he's chayev. So Rabbi Yossi does require a hanacha. But now we ask on this, if it's really true, then why don't we say as follows? K'mod Rabbi Yossi avad hamahalach kaminiach l'chiyuv. The same way Rabbi Yossi holds that walking is like placing something down, and that's going to be chayev a person. Kachu avad hamahalach kaminiach l'ptur. He should say the same exact thing, that walking is like placing in regards to a ptur. What does that mean in regards to a ptur? Gimel Amud Aleph on top. The moment the person took the second half of the shear out of his house into the Rishus Rabbim, it should be treated as if he placed it down right outside of his house at the beginning of the Rishus Rabbim, the Epater, and then he should be potter. What do the Brisa tell us? That if the second half of the shear was placed within 4 amas of the first half of the shear, so he's chayev. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that walking is like placing it down, that means the moment he walked out of his house, it's as if he placed it down in the Rishus Rabbim, and then when he continued walking and now he's within Dalad Amos of the first half of the shear, well, that's not considered like taking the second half from Rishus HaYachid directly into the Rishus Rabbim, because he already, so to speak, placed it down in the Rishus Rabbim. So he wouldn't be chayv if he might see 2 halves from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabbim and placing them down within 4 Amos of each other. The Gemara answer is Tifter. We could explain it as follows. Shahaisun Nesuna B'Soichar Ba'Amos, that the first half was actually placed within 4 Amos of the entrance of the house, and therefore, you're right, the moment that the guy walked out of the house with the second half of the shear, it is considered like he placed it on the ground, and it's within 4 amas of the first half of the shear. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Kadada tani v'im lav potter? Would this make sense in the wording of the Braisa that says v'im lav potter? Remember, the wording of the Braisa was that if he didn't bring it within 4 amas of the first half of the shear, so then he's potter. But if what you're saying is true, that the first half was placed within 4 amas of the entrance, how is it possible that he's able to take the second half out of the house and it not be within 4 amas of the first one? The first one is within 4 amas of the entrance of the house, so it's an impossibility to find the case of a ptur. And on this, Amar Rav Barbarei Rav Papi Tifter, we could explain as follows: Shahaya Pesach Rachav Chamesh Amos. The entrance of this house was 5 amas wide. Vayti Achas Lakan. The first half that he took out was brought all the way to this side of the entrance. Va'achas Lakan, and the second half that he brought out was all the way to the other side of the entrance. Va'rei Loy Hoytzi Esashnei Pesach Arba Amos L'Rishayna. In that scenario, the second half of the shear wasn't brought within 4 amas of the first half of the shear, because the entranceway itself is 5 amas wide, so that's a possibility. And therefore, the Braisa could make sense. But once again, to emphasize, we conclude this Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi does agree that Anacha needs to take place. It's just that he holds Mahal Chemeniach. Walking is like it's being placed down every single step. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.